Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We're getting set for a series finale between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves. I'm Javik Blake, and for today's pregame interview, we're joined by Darian Miller, who made his Double-A debut last night. Darian, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
How fun was it last night to make your Double-A debut?
Oh, it was awesome. I've been waiting for the past week, so to get in there, a lot of anticipation, but it was great.
And not only did you make your debut, but you got a hit as well, and You threw a guy out. What's better than that?
Nothing. It was a great day. I got hit by a pitch, too, so.
We'll get to that in a bit later about the art of getting hit by a pitch, because you seem to do it more than just about anybody else in minor league baseball. But yesterday, you made your debut, and you were catching a guy who we were real familiar with in Tyler Wasner. How much did that help making your debut and catching a guy that you've known for a couple of years?
Yeah, it was great. I mean, I know his stuff inside and out, and we've worked together for the past year now, so it made it really simple and easy.
How fun has it been, too, to see Waze get off to a hot start this year?
Oh, great. I mean, I had no doubt in my mind that he would.
This is also a pitching staff that you're real familiar with. A couple of returners to the Double-A level, but a lot of guys that you and manager Joe Arold have spent time with in high A. How much does that help you as a catcher, and how much fun is it to see them come up with you?
Yeah, but it definitely helps a lot. It makes it a lot easier knowing the guys' stuff and catching them before.
One of the big things that you talked about is you got hit by a pitch as well last night. You have mastered the art of getting hit by a pitch. It's, I don't know if you put like a magnet in your jersey and the ball just comes to you, but you set the Midwest League record a couple of years ago and you get hit again last night. What is the art of getting hit by a pitch?
Oh, I mean, just standing super close to the plate and not moving when they throw it in at you.
How have you mastered also the art of not being scared of a ball is coming in and flying in at you and you're moving out of the way? You got the elbow guard on. We saw that yesterday. But it's not like you're all kind of wearing catcher's gear back there. You're just kind of just standing and getting hit.
Yeah, if you wear it on the right parts like that elbow guard, it doesn't hurt as bad. So,
is that something that you've learned from being hit on the elbow, or is it just, are you getting out in front of it? If you get hit in the elbow, you're going to be okay.
Just getting out in front of it. So,
what's it also like as well as a catcher prone to being hit by baseballs, whether it's blocking it up, that translates to being able to get hit by pitches? Or is it just something where guys have just thrown inside and you're like, all right, I'll take my free base?
I mean, slowly over time, it starts to hurt less and less, so there's less of like a fear factor to it.
Was it something that started in pro ball, or has this gone back to your Little League days of you getting hit?
Back to when I was younger. I know my dad always preached to like, oh, you better not move.
So were you one of those kids when you were younger that, like, everybody else was flowing out of the box and just standing in there ready to go?
Yeah, pretty much.
You guys have also worked with manager Joe Arold, former catcher in the big leagues for the Braves. We actually apparently have found pictures of him playing around this ballpark in old Green Bay Braves uniforms. But he's had you guys doing a couple of different catching drills. One of them is almost, I guess you could call it like a witch's cauldron drill, where you're moving your glove around and then you're going to stick it and catch it. What is the thinking behind that drill?
More just like a timing and rhythm thing, just doing that move a few times to get ready for it and then making the actual move. So I like the name, though, the Witch's Cauldron.
What's it like as well having your manager in Joe being a former catcher and you as a catcher? That has to help a lot.
It does, yeah. He's got a lot of experience back there and helped us out a bunch.
How much have you leaned on him throughout your career? Because you've been with him in Wisconsin for a couple years, too.
A bunch. I mean, I've been with him for 3-4 years now, so he's been a huge part of my career.
How has he helped you grow as a catcher?
Just the mental side a lot, like understanding the game and pitch calling, things like that.
When, for you, you were a kid who was drafted out of high school and moving up to the professional ranks, that mental side is huge. How much has that grown for you throughout your professional career?
A lot. And it comes with just experience and doing it every single day.
Behind the plate, what's the biggest thing that has really, not exploded, but the biggest thing that has really taken it to the next level throughout your time in pro ball?
Definitely the receiving. Just kind of the analytical side of receiving has gotten so big over the last couple of years, so there's a lot of work on that and technique.
What's the analytical side of the receiving side of the game?
Just being able to measure how many strikes you steal and like how many balls that you like put on, so they have every single one of those recorded and go back and see if you're doing a good job with that or not.
How much does that help you to know if, hey, I'm framing it well, as opposed to kind of in high school where you're just doing it off a feel?
Yeah, a lot. I mean, it's instant feedback. You can see what works and what doesn't.
One of the big things as well they're doing in this ballpark is they are playing walk-up music for you guys based on your last name. They played Eduardo Garcia's yesterday was the Grateful Dead for Jerry Garcia. Yours yesterday was the Steve Miller Band because your last name is Darian Miller. Now, the big question is, have any of you guys actually heard of this music? Have you ever listened to the Steve Miller Band?
I've heard the Steve Miller Band a few times. Not too familiar with it, though.
If you get a couple hits today, you're going to have to translate it to your walk-up song in Biloxi?
Probably.
Well, Darian, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate the time, and Congrats on a double-A debut and your first hit last night.
Thank you. Appreciate having me.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the M Braves at 205.